What does a champion do when tragedy strikes? I'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Mark Bowser here to tell you about my friend Danny Lane. Danny Lane is an American hero. In fact, he's a hero of mine. I had the opportunity to sit down with Danny and write a book called Some Gave It All. It's his story as a young Marine in the Vietnam War. In 1968 and 1969, Danny was sent to Southeast Asia to help fight to keep us free. He earned 2 Purple Hearts in that war, among other medals for valor. Now, you may be more familiar with Danny's life as a martial artist. Danny is one of the top martial artists of all time. He's one of Chuck Norris's top black belts and has trained with Chuck Norris for over 35 years. He is a 9th degree black belt. Yeah, you heard me, a 9th degree. He is the real deal. He's a former world kickboxing champion and a 9-time national martial arts champion. Danny Lane is the real deal, and you're going to be excited as you read this story. It's going to be a page-turner for you, as it was for me as I helped him write this. Pick up your copy today. Some Gave It All. Pick it up at a bookstore near you, or at Amazon.com, or if you want an autographed copy, get one off my website at markbowser.com. Now, back to Let Me Tell You a Story.
Thomas Edison was one of the most prolific and influential inventors of all time. He changed all of our lives with inventions such as the incandescent light bulb, the phonograph, the movie camera and viewer, and the alkaline storage battery. Can you imagine what life would be like if we didn't have these daily luxuries? But what does a genius like Edison do when tragedy strikes? Well, let's find out. In December of 1914, a fire broke out at the Edison Laboratories. Over $2 million in damages was done. The first tragedy was that there was only $238,000 of insurance on the labs. Why so little? Well, because the common belief back then was that buildings made out of concrete, like the Edison Labs, would be fireproof. Well, people also thought that the Titanic was unsinkable. Well, now we know better on all those counts. But the biggest tragedy of all went beyond financial. All the projects and all the new inventions that he was working on went up in flames that night. All his notes, all his tinkering, all the projects, gone. When Edison's 24-year-old son Charles heard of the fire, panic struck his heart. He looked frantically for his father, hoping that he was not in the laboratories when they went up in flames. He finally found his father standing quietly, calmly, and thoughtfully watching the flames engulf his dreams. Edison looked at his son and asked if he knew where his mother was. He then said, "Bring her here. She will never see anything like this as long as she lives." The next morning, the 67-year-old Edison looked at the remains of his laboratories and said, "There is great value in disaster. All our mistakes are burned up. Thank God we can start anew." So how does a champion deal with tragedy? They look forward. They look for the opportunities. They look for the good. And they thank God for fresh starts. This is Mark Bowser. Thanks for listening.
Are you looking for a speaker for your next organizational event? Look no further than the host of this podcast, Mark Bowser. He's presented seminars to Southwest Airlines, Princeton University, the United States Marine Corps, Dell, and many more. Learn more about Mark speaking and other work on markbowser.com.